This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We could be discussing a lot of stuff that the left has screwed up. By the way, Google, if you want to actually share information about VAERS reactions, in other words, bad reactions to the vaccines, Google will limit you. They won't let you put that stuff out. They will limit the search. These people are in a cabal to keep people from getting information that can save their lives. It doesn't matter. I can talk all day long about how there was a person, I don't know how many people it was, but they literally get the shot and die within a day, and they say nothing. You can't report about it. Go look for these stories. They're tough to find. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to, folks? The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We do a lot of great work. I hope you pass it along. I hope you help us grow this show to what it should be. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm going to talk about the so-called controversy or controversial stuff. I'm going to talk about the so-called conspiracy stuff. It's like a buddy of mine joked the other day. He says, hey, I got to get a whole new group of conspiracy theories because all the other ones I had turned out to be true. This is where we are. I'm watching Fauci and Biden talk about worthless vaccines. Fauci actually said it with his own lips. The vaccines are worthless. He didn't realize it, but that's what he said. We're watching China threaten our country because Pelosi goes to Taiwan. Why? Because they sense the weakness of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's own people, I talked about this in the first hour, Joe Biden's own people, two Democrats, have said publicly now he needs to be gone. They can't. There's no longer keeping the lid on. They don't want Joe Biden. Please get rid of him. What about Hunter? Where's he in the news? This dude is under indictment. Grand jury's meeting about him. Two laptops circulating around. Hacked phones. We've got more evidence of Hunter Biden doing crooked deals with his father, the big guy, and his uncle James, Jim, whatever you want to call him. We got information about Ashley Biden and Joey Pedo Pete taking showers with his daughter. But what are we doing?
Oh, we got to get rid of Trump. That Donald Trump.
They are still, the election cycle is still plotting to get rid of Trump. Why do you think we are making Beyond the Mules? We want to show you how deep and dirty these politics are. And the big issue I want you to understand, folks, this was not Democrats cheating against you in the 2020 election. This was Democrats and lots of Republicans. And I think this is why it's going to be a mind-blowing, mind-opening thing for many of the independents and these right-leaning Democrats is when we show them it is one party. It is not a two-party system. And you better be grateful that a guy like Trump is actually trying to make the Republicans live up to the Republic in Republic I Can. Anyway, I want to move on because what I wanted to talk to you about is an article written by Dan Greenfield in the Front Page magazine. And as I mentioned in the previous hour, one of the best pieces I've seen for describing what we face right now. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have to be two of the most inept politicians, two of the most worthless human beings on the planet. And I say that feeling bad that those words come out of my mouth. They're that bad. He writes this: Joe Biden and Kamala Harris might be the single worst pair of communicators to occupy the White House. Both Joe and Kamala are wedded to teleprompters because he has too much to say and she has nothing to say. Teleprompters are there to keep Joe Biden from telling wildly inappropriate stories about his leg hairs or announcing an impromptu surrender to China, but they're also there because in her natural state, Kamala is incapable of saying anything at all. Presidents and their veeps are supposed to be a balance of strength and weaknesses like a good marriage. But instead, Biden and Kamala are a bad marriage in which their weaknesses are mirror opposites, but also so far apart that they're incapable of balancing each other out. Neither Joe or Kamala have any real skills. I want you to think about that for just a second. You may not know the history of these people. I mean, you probably know more about Joe Biden. Professional politician from day one. A buffoon. And laughed at in the Senate by his people. Rises to power in a coup. Kamala Harris, and he goes into detail about her. Prepare to learn something here, folks, about these two. But particularly Kamala Harris. Forget what he titled it, but I think he called it wit and something. But I think he meant witless. Because he was explaining, she's not worthy of this. And I'm telling you folks right now, get used to this. Get used to this phrase, President Harris. A president who, by default of a coup, ends up becoming president. And you've heard, you've seen her speak, folks. I don't need to ridicule Kamala Harris anymore. I don't need to tell you that she's a blooming idiot when she speaks. Go listen to anything she says. It's Deepak Chopra on mushrooms. He says this: they both got to where they are as a combination of political accidents by men who were attracted to their weakness and incompetence. Couldn't agree more. Joe Biden selected, and I'll get to what he says here in a bit, but when Joe Biden was selected by Barack Obama, people were scratching their heads going, what? And as I said at the time, he's the perfect fit for Obama because Biden's stupid. He's so stupid and he's so inept as a politician, he will make Obama actually look competent. That was the goal. Secondarily, Obama wanted a rich old white guy to have to serve him. By the way, that's kind of what the rumor was with Barack Obama from a sexual perspective. They said he liked rich old white guys to service him. I'll leave it at that just so it stays a little clean for radio. When we come back, I want to talk in detail about what Greenfield has to say about this whole lineage between Biden and Harris, but he focuses mostly on Harris, and you'll see why. She never should have been in this position, and neither should Biden.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about an article that Daniel Greenfield wrote in Front Page, and he is talking about Kamala Harris, but he's also picking on Joe Biden. And he's right about both of them. Two incompetent people. He says neither Kamala, Joe or Kamala have any real skills. They both got to where they are as a combination of political accidents by men who were attracted to their weakness and incompetence. Now he picks up. Obama picked Biden because the failed presidential candidate was an old white man who would be too inept to build his own power base or function independently of his team. And Obama proved correct when Biden not only failed to declare his independence during 8 years as a second banana, but even after Obama twice refused to endorse his presidential run, is still dependent on Obama's people to tell him what to do, where to go, and what to say. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I got to tell you, there's some brilliant minds out there who have a great intellect and perception about the world as it really is. And that's true. Now, here's what I tell people. They talk about Obama's handpicked people. These are not Obama's people. These are people way above Obama's pay grade. Obama is useless. If people want to destroy him, they could do it like that. No problem at all. But Greenfield is right in the sense that those people are indeed running the country. He goes on, he says, Kamala was handpicked by Willie Brown for her willingness to sleep with a much older man and to represent Willie's interests on various commissions. Despite no apparent skills or a real track record, she advanced through the ranks because she was a hollow vessel. Having very little in a way of a mind of her own, she could be counted on to do what her bosses wanted. Look, I'm not mad at Willie Brown. Willie Brown saw what at the time was probably a cute woman, and he said, I'm in power. She's willing to just kind of throw herself at me because I'm a guy in power. What, we don't know these people? It reminds me of what Trump had to say about, women allowing you to grab them by the hoo-ha if you have enough money or power. Kamala Harris is a perfect example of that. She is the antithesis of the Me Too movement. And that's why she's universally despised. He goes on, her latest boss picked her for the same reason, and because no one could want her in power. No, at the pinnacle of their careers, Biden and Kamala are clueless and unpopular, incapable of doing their jobs or even coherently communicating their agenda to the American people. I look at the Democrats here and I go, they should be ashamed of themselves. This is the best you could do. You pick a dude who is useless, and they managed to find somebody even more useless than Joe Biden. And they said, let's put these two useless, feckless tools together and see what we come up with. Look, if you're going to cheat, at least give it to somebody that could win. I mean, that had a possibility that at least was a decent second place. I tell you, it goes to show the nature of how pathetic things are with the Democratic Party. They can't find good enough people to cheat, for second place. How do you scrape the bottom of the barrel any more than that? Well, let me put it a different way. What does it say about all the other candidates? The other three blacks, Cory Booker, Wayne Gresham, or whatever his name is, and I forget the other one. What does it say about them? What does it say about Julian Castro? What does it say about Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, all of them? They went past all these people, Andrew Yang and others. And by the way, who left the party? Tulsi Gabbard? She was like, she's doing more interviews on conservative stations. Bernie Sanders? Where's he? Andrew Yang left. Bernie was never with them. He says, where Biden is a terrible communicator who believes he possesses ineffable campaign instincts, Kamala is a product of a Democrat political machine in a one-party state who never really had to campaign until her terrible performance in the presidential primaries. Joe Biden spews word salads composed of anecdotes, misheard quotes from old movies, and the pre-existing condition of his illiteracy. I love that. He goes on. Biden has spent much of his career lying about his grades, academic achievements, and even his IQ because of obvious intellectual insecurity. So true. Joe Biden knows he's an idiot. And that's why I'm smart. These guys don't know. Joe Biden couldn't fight. He, as we say, he couldn't bust the grape in a fruit fight. And he always acts like he's the toughest guy in the room. It's amazing. I mean, you can bait Joe Biden into doing it. Just watch any interview with him. Sir, the polls say that you are down. The polls, I'm 92% approval. And he'll spew a lie. Instantaneously, as if somebody pushed a button and said, it's a lie button. He writes this, Kamala's word salads are less exotic. Biden's malapropisms and asides are unique. But Kamala isn't likely to call someone a lying dog-faced pony soldier. Instead, she speaks in a familiar argot of woke Democrats, or woke bureaucrats rather, who mix stakeholders, impactful, commitment, awareness, and transformative together in some random order and call it a sentence. This language doesn't have an official name, but the combination of academic constructs, business buzzwords, and therapy speak expressions has taken over the HRs of every major company and is the language of which 99.9% of useless government bureaucrats speak internally. It's natural that Kamala would have picked it up, but she never unlearned it or learned any other language, and so she's incapable of making herself understood to the people. I want to stop there for just a second and explain that. It is so true. I dare you, go Google Michael Eric Dyson and listen to that guy. This is a professor. Ethnocentric racist. Go listen to him speak. It will blow you away. He says lots of big words. He puts them in some random order that makes sense to nobody, not even him, certainly not people listening to him. Says it with passion, and it's nothing. He called it therapy speech. He says nothing. Don't believe me. Look at any of the academics that they have. What's this guy, the other black dude that they called him a professor. He wasn't. He was an associate professor. Three names. Anyway, that guy, word salads, nothing. Listen to Fauci. He uses efficacy. He gives you all kinds of words in order to make himself look more smart, when in fact, he's not a smart man. He reads journals. He spits it out. He speaks bureaucrats speak, government speak, and he wants everybody to believe he's smart. I tell you, look, guys, you don't have to believe me. I make this all the time. Give me your smartest leftist. I don't care who it is. Genius level. Look at their Mensa test. Bring them to this show. I will show you in nothing more than pure common sense just how dumb they are. Please do it. I put it out to any leftist. You're welcome to come try me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner learned her fate today in a Russian court.
Well, my parents taught me two important things. One, take ownership for your responsibilities. And two, to work hard for everything things that you have. That's why I plead guilty to my charges. I understand everything that's being said against me, the charges that are against me, and that is why I plead guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian laws.
A Russian prosecutor said on Thursday Brittany Griner was guilty of the drug charges against her. The court is seeking 9.5 years in a Russian prison. The Chinese military launched the live fire drills around the island of Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered Beijing by visiting our ally. It brings into clear perspective who the Chinese really are and their intentions. USA Radio News. Firefighters continue working on California's deadliest and most destructive fire of the year and expected that the blaze would remain stalled through the weekend. The McKinney Fire near the Oregon border was 10% contained as of Wednesday night, and bulldozers and hand crews were making progress. President Biden continues to take away from the nation's strategic oil reserves as gas prices drop just a little bit.
Prices at the pump are down again today. AAA lists the national average price for a gallon of regular gas at $4.16. That's a drop of 2 cents from yesterday and 14 from just a week ago. Drivers in California are seeing prices go down, too, but the state's average price of $5.56 is still the highest in the U.S. Prices in Texas fell 3 cents, with the nation's lowest average price now at $3.66. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kamala Harris will be president soon. Part of the coup. I would tell you it was intentional, but it really wasn't. I don't know what their plan is for her because she is a first-class moron. And because of that, you have to wonder, what do they have planned for her? She's not going to lead legislatively. There's nothing she's going to do that is in within her control. And let's just say this. If she gets too cocky, they will cut her off at the knees. Which, by the way, is a perfect position for her to end up, isn't it? Yikes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Dissecting an article written by Daniel Greenfield. The article was in Front Page, and he has nailed Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, two of the worst politicians in the history of this country, and somebody wanted them in power. Now, we can talk about how bad Biden is, and he can brag about his numbers, and I beat Trump and all this, and we can talk about how bad Kamala Harris is, but the real question, the underlying question is, why would you pick them? That's my curiosity. I don't know what yours is. See, if we spend time on the other thing, I don't think it's fruitful. I think understanding what underlies this is of high importance. Anyway, Greenfield says this. Like Orwell's newspeak, Kamala's native language is meant to defeat communication. It is impossible to express anything clearly and plainly in a tongue that consists of ambiguities that signal virtue rather than explain what they are after. Soon adjectives become verbs, verbs become adjectives. By the way, this type of thing is exactly what's happening right in front of us, where pronouns are, you know, people are using their pronouns and sexuality is fluid and all these other things. And you're saying to yourself, wait, I'm having trouble keeping up. She's perfect at it. He goes on, he says, untangling it is difficult even when it's written down, but a teleprompter recitation of strings of cliches tangled with general assertions that never add up to anything is impossible. Yet tens of thousands of such events are held every day in which the participants are subjected to an hour of this nonsense, which, no matter how many 10 a.m. whiskeys you've had, never start making any sense. And Kamala is a capable practitioner of this difficult language.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. We must together work together to see where we are, where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be.
Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen.
To see what is possible, to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, to reject the notion that the way things have always been has to be the way things will continue to be.
I have a motto. I eat and drink no for breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
There is no vaccine for racism.
The climate crisis represents an existential threat to who we are as a species.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Because the reality is that the life of a black person in America has never been treated as fully human.
We have supposed leaders who are pushing science fiction instead of science facts.
This virus, it has no eyes. And yet, it knows exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other.
You guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes. I'm telling you, it is going to be unbelievable.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for.
While those are a lot of the stupid things that Kamala Harris has said, there's much more. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. I bet we could do 30 minutes of stupid stuff that Kamala Harris has said. That's a lot. And we're talking about somebody who's not been in the spotlight very long. Anyway, back to this article by Daniel Green. What was his name? Greenfield, at Front Page. He's talking about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and now he's talking about Kamala Harris specifically, and he says, Kamala's incoherence isn't unique. Her native state is dominated by political bureaucrats who have these same two modes, either talking up to their own kind or talking down to the locals. By the way, I mentioned Michael Eric Dyson. I want to give you just a sample of what I mean about listen to a guy that says absolutely nothing with lots of words.
They want credit for having hair in the morning or getting up and brushing their teeth. Look, I've made an achievement that should be noteworthy. No, you are doing what all political figures must do, make choices. The problem is here, they want white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. There is a black mouth moving, but a white idea through the running on the runway of the tongue of a figure who justifies and legitimates the white supremacist practices. We know that we can internalize in our own minds, in our own subconscious, in our own bodies, the very principles that are undoing us. So to have a black face speaking in behalf of a white supremacist legacy is nothing new. And it is to the chagrin of those of us who study race that the white folk on the other side and the right wingers on the other side don't understand this is politics 101 and this is race, not even 101. What's beneath 101? It's the pre-K of race. You should understand the fact that if you tell black people, look, I support a Negro. Look, there is a person of color that I am in favor of. And that person of color happens to undermine and undercut and subvert the very principles about which we are concerned. You do yourself no service by pointing to them as an example of your racial progressivism.
You getting the picture here, folks? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. There's a reason why Michael Eric Dyson will not debate me. Because he can't get away with this nonsense. This is the type of thing this guy says. And as I said earlier, Daniel Greenfield, who's writing about this, he says they have to talk up. So notice the use of the words that he chooses. He's talking up. Michael Eric Dyson needs you to understand he has a vocabulary. He knows how to use these words. Now, forget the order they come in and do they make any sense, because what he's trying to tell you is that Winsome Sears is a black woman, and he uses this phrase a lot. She's a ventriloquist is talking through her. She can't dare be a black woman who speaks freely of her own mind. No, she's being ventriloquist. But this is amazing to me. And I see so many times where black people do this. Forget this other guy's name. He's got three names, and I debated him on CNN once. But he's an idiot. And Dyson's an idiot. These guys have PhDs, and he, as Dyson says, I study race. He doesn't study race. He creates an ecosystem where people think race needs to be studied. Race in America is the least place race needs to be studied. But either he's talking up or he's talking down. Same thing with Kamala Harris. Talking up or talking down. And notice their use of platitudes. It's always referring back to white supremacy or referring back to these dog whistles of racism that do not exist, but he says they do. And anybody who goes against the grain is just being talked through a ventriloquist is talking through them. They are espousing white supremacy, too stupid to recognize it, by what? Their own level of education and their own experiences. So Michael Eric Dyson, Kamala Harris, all of them, all these people do is essentially try to make you not believe what is your reality. And they really want you to believe that America's racist and you're going to run into it all the time. But when you really boil it down, what did that man just say that you listened to and went, boy, I tell you what, he's got it down. He's right. They tell you about institutional racism. I've challenged them many times. What institutions? Well, the education system. Okay, great. Who controls it? Who controls it? Capitalism, it's institutional racism, right? All these things are, do we need to go through the litany of things that they consider racist? Showing up on time. That's colonialism. Wearing a suit and tie. Oh, you're wearing a white man's clothes. And I could go on. Math, science, all of it. Why? Am I the dumb one to want to learn math and not have it colorized? Just teach me how to do math? I told you a story about my son where they were talking about pronouns in Spanish. And I said to him, tell your teacher, can you just please teach me Spanish? I'll worry about the pronouns another time. We're going to finish on Kamala when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And I remember watching in the Oakland Hills, Northern California, the landscape turning from green to brown. And everyone, from my mother, our teachers, the radio DJs, KDIA, Lucky 13, saying how important it was to conserve water.
You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are the children of the community.
More parents.
parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to and say, we're not paying them nearly enough. Not today, but I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
What's your response to reports of Americans?
Hold on, everybody.
What are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this guy?
Well said.
Imagine a future. The freight trucks that deliver bread and milk to our grocery store shelves and the buses that take children to school and parents to work. Imagine all the heavy-duty vehicles that keep our supply lines strong and allow our economy to grow. Imagine that they produced zero emissions. Well, you all imagined it. That's why we're here today. Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here talking about Kamala Harris and Daniel Greenfield's column about her and Joe Biden being two of the most worthless politicians on the planet. And he goes on, he says, Kamala's incoherence isn't unique. Her native state is dominated by political bureaucrats who have the same two modes, talking up or talking down. From Governor Newsom on down, California Democrats speak gibberish to each other or painfully condescend to the pros. Most of them can't at least make some kind of sense. The trouble is that Kamala has nothing to say and doesn't know how to communicate. The woman one heartbeat away from running the country has never been anything other than an empty shell. Do you disagree? Because I don't. I think a scary thought, not just for us, but for Democrats, is this is the person who's going to run things. Look, there's a lot to talk about today. I wanted to get to monkeypox. We're going to get to that tomorrow. Have you seen the CDC's page for monkeypox? Also, this brouhaha over Deshaun Watson. I don't watch football, but this guy apparently has a penchant for going to massage parlors and harassing the people who are giving him a massage. Had to talk about this the other day. I want to talk about Kamala Harris because we've already started, but I want you to understand there's all kinds of issues. I talked earlier about pronouns. We're a nation now that has to deal with another stupid issue, one involving pronouns. This is unbelievable. We have very, very serious things at play. Potential war with China, potential war with Russia, potential nuclear engagement of some sort with Iran. Again, another potential war. We have refugees coming from an existing war that Joe Biden allowed to start. That's the Ukrainians. We haven't heard much about them. We have them fleecing our country over Wu flu, and I've proven time and time again it's nothing but nonsense. And we have a person that is going to be president. She will be. It may be 2 weeks, it may be 2 months, it may be 2 years. But she's going to get the mantle of president. She will be the first female president in American history. Can you feel how embarrassed the left should be about this? He says, there's no discernible personality or characteristics to Kamala. Her interests and hobbies all appear to have been invented for a presidential campaign. Unlike Hillary, who developed a fake persona to humanize a nasty human being, Kamala is a space alien. The only thing her fake persona is hiding is that there's nothing underneath except ambition. Biden has too much personality, but she has too little. The daughter of a wealthy globe-trotting mother, she became a successful socialite. Followed the herd through college. Hooked up with Willie Brown and became the most successful person in her class. But unlike Joe Biden, who has at least helped finance Hunter's hookers and crack habits, has nothing to show for it. Ouch. Greenfield's spot on. He's on point. He says Biden spent his political career compensating for obvious insecurities and living out his appetites. Kamala grew up rich and successful, pampered and pandered to. And if anything, suffers from a lack of insecurities. A lack of them, he's saying. She doesn't have them. She should be loaded with insecurities. He says that's why she can't reach people or empathize with them. Biden's political instincts are bad, but Kamala doesn't have any gut instincts. She doesn't feel anything, has no ability to read a room, either a real one or a national one. She's tone deaf because she's never needed to learn how to interact with people outside of set social situations. Kamala, the daughter of a researcher and an economist, is bright enough in her limited way, but her abilities are limited to learning a rule set, then adopting it. That's how she does everything from socializing to launching a political attack. Her manner seems even phonier than that of most politicians because it is wholly artificial. I gotta tell you, that is something to really stop and focus on, that she doesn't even know how to fake. I mean, I've watched multiple interviews with this woman. When Jussie Smollett was found out, when she was on his team, you know, she was very political. We've got to stop this stuff and the racism and blah, 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 and the anti-LGBT, yada, yada, yada. And when they said, hey, now that Jussie's been found out to be guilty, what do you think? And she, you know, she was running like a scalded dog. Didn't know what to say. You know, because let me just say this about the left. Didn't even think for 1 second to say, you know what? I hate that Jussie Smollett pulled this nonsense. He set back the black community. He set back the LGBT community. And I, for one, am embarrassed that I believed him. They don't even think to do a mea culpa and say, based on the evidence I had at the time, I thought, you know, there had been some shenanigans. And my it, had that occurred, my response would have been correct. But knowing what I know now, I think we all owe the Trump folks an apology, and Jussie Smollett needs to understand that we shouldn't be doing this. We're bigger than this. We're better than this in America. Now, what's wrong with that? Nothing. I'll answer for you. Nothing. He goes on, he says, there's nothing spontaneous about it, meaning her way, because the only way she ever learns anything is didactically, and then repeats it by rote. And I really need to drive home this point, that she lived in California. She was coddled by a community that said she's wealthy, got wealthy parents, she's connected. And then she goes after what anybody in her position would. I'm not blaming her necessarily. She goes after the powerful older man. Now, that doesn't make her the poster child for the Me Too movement. And you could call her a gold digger, but I'll tell you this. There are many fathers who would say that if their daughters go find that successful guy. It just turns out Willie Brown was married, so probably not the best guy to go after necessarily. But there are many people going, I get it. And certainly the results proved well, didn't they? Kamala's now vice president. If somebody had said, hey, look, if you go sleep with an older man, to your daughter, you'll become vice president. There are probably some conservative fathers that would go, you know, I can't blame them. So I'm not trying to moralize. I'm just saying, you know, in Kamala's case, there was no fight, no battle. She didn't have to run through the ringer and go through the gauntlet of politics. They just ushered it right in, and she pulled a political Kim Kardashian. Next thing you know, bah, voila, she's vice president. Greenfield essentially ends his piece by saying, never has someone so empty of everything come so close to running everything. He says she can't improvise. To improvise is to draw on your talents and reserves, and Kamala's well is empty and dry. I gotta leave it there, folks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.